En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos ProBlock Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales electos, sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Need it to be a little bit warmer than it is outside. Just a little bit. I need it to be a little bit warmer. Because later today, Dan, Owen, later today I'm going in a dunk tank. This afternoon. I am in a dunk tank later this afternoon. Yes. For a fundraiser. I am a bunch of Little League baseball players will have a chance to hit the button as you do when you throw the ball and put me into the dunk tank. Yes, when it hits. Let me just start this by saying I'm already not much of a water person. Like, I just don't love water that much. I don't go in the water. I don't love the swim. I don't really love going out on boats, to be honest with you. I mean, you've offered me a boat and go out. My wife loves it. Yeah, I'll hang out with you. It's not really my thing, okay? Going to the dunk tank today. What do you think about this?
Man, I've always, for some reason, hated the idea of being in the dunk tank. Almost, I am a water person, but there's something about the being locked in a box, and you're like, you're the clown, you're the show, and I that's hilarious that I have a problem with that with this job, but yeah. I for whatever reason have always really like. Almost as a kid, I had a fear of being stuck in a dunk
okay,
tank.
Okay, wait, so it's not about the water for you.
No.
It's more about just that everybody's looking at you like you're on display.
Right, and you're locked in a box.
I mean, you literally are behind a glass case right now with a microphone. I want you to know that.
I'm here every morning,
yes.
And I love it.
Yes, exactly,
but
right?
There's something just about that I used
people
to
people walk
really
by
do.
This hallway, and we're like animals in the zoo, 100%. And they're looking at us.
Oh, yeah.
That's what happens at this job.
I know.
And
you
go, hi, how are you? Yeah, right?
Up?
We're on the air. How are you? Good to see you.
Exactly.
Salesperson, client, whatever.
Exactly.
Political dignitary coming in to say hi, whatever.
What do you
coming
got?
Into WBN, right? Whatever it is.
Yep. Absolutely.
For me, it's the water part, though. Dan, how about you?
Really? I'm a big, like, I would go in there and just heckle everybody.
Yes.
Like,
see? Now that is the saving grace. Okay.
Yeah.
Now I will say. I am kind of looking forward to kind of heckling a bunch of Little League Baseball players and their arms and absolutely. How they can't hit the button to get me down into this
that's
water.
That's like the best part.
That's going to be the cool part. Like, I've seen better arms on chairs, kid. What are you doing? Right?
You need a kid to hit the target and for it not to register the hit, and then you really got them dead to rights.
But the big problem here is, of course, my son is one of these kids.
Right.
And it does not matter. He is going to find a way to push that button, to hit that button, whatever, and I am getting wet and cold today when I go in this dunk tank.
If that's he misses, happen. He's just going to run up and 100%. Hit the button.
100%.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen. So that's today. Beautiful. That's later today on a Buffalo Football Friday and a dunk tank Friday for Sal Capaccio. So, yeah. Hey, you want to come out? I think doing it at Show, and want to come out and watch me get dunked? I'll be out there doing it. It's to raise some money for the local Little League that we're a part of. And my wife was the one that volunteered me, by the way. Hey, by the way, I'm putting you in the dunk tank. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? Yeah, you got to go in the dunk tank today. So, and I'm going to be on Show Up in the Bulldog literally right before this happens. I'm going on the radio with them, and I'm going to do my segment, and I'm going to hang it up and be on the phone. I'm going to hang up, and I'm getting in this dunk tank.
Why do I really want to just see you take the call while you're in the dunk tank?
Yeah, no, that would not be good for my phone, though, probably. I'll be honest with you. But you never know. Things like that. We've done stunts like that have happened on the radio before. Hey, good morning to you. Welcome into a Buffalo Football Friday. It's Sal Capaccio with you. And we have a lot to get to today on a Buffalo Football Friday. Thanks a lot for joining me here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. And, of course, our Football Friday is brought to you by Celino Law. Car crash, call Celino. Call the 8s. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Crosby's Hometown Fuel. Game day ready since 1922. Okay, Sean McDermott's going to join me a little bit, about an hour from now. I'd say about an hour from now, but you never know. You got to keep your head on a swivel, as I always say. You never know when things change because it is he has production meetings, there's team meetings, things like that go on, and sometimes other things get massaged and moved around, and they say, hey, McDermott's coming on a little sooner or a little later, so just be ready. About an hour from now, though, is what I'm expecting to hear from Bills head coach Sean McDermott. We will get an injury update for today, see if anybody is ruled out. Now, at this point, it'd be, to me, pretty surprising if Daquan Jones, Josh Palmer, or Curtis Samuel, any of them play, considering none have practiced this week. And two of them, Jones and Palmer, were termed day-to-day. And as far as Samuel's concerned, that was more of a, we don't even know yet, we're evaluating. Also need to ask Sean McDermott about Max Harrison and what he feels like his timeline could be based on what he's seen from him this week. And of course, there are several players limited on top of Max Harrison who does have to appear on the injury report now that he's been designated to return. He's limited, but also Dalton Kincaid, who missed the last game Monday night a couple weeks ago against the Atlanta Falcons. Matt Milano, who also missed that game. And then, of course, Terrell Bernard, he's been limited as well. So we will talk with the Bills head coach about that. And who am I missing here? Hold on. I know one more. I said, who's the other limited person? Harrison and Milan. I think I got everybody. Oh, yeah. Oh, I said Samuel earlier, right? Samuel's been limited. I was talking about Taylor Rapp. My apologies. When I said I'd be surprised if when I said Samuel, I meant to say Taylor Rapp. I'm sorry. Samuel's been limited, but Taylor Rapp is the one dealing with a knee injury who has not practiced this week, along with Joshua Palmer and Daquan Jones. So there you go. My apologies on that. 803-0550. I have a question for you I want to get to today before we get to everything else we need to get to, which is Paul Hamilton at 10:30. Yes, it is a Buffalo Football Friday, but folks, your Buffalo Sabres hockey team has a chance to get to 500 and actually tie. I think if I'm right here, Owen, the first thing I did was check the standings this morning after some of the games last night. If the Sabres win tonight, they're tied for third in the division.
That is correct, I believe. Uh-huh. They have been, I mean, since that opening three games, they have played four really, really solid hockey games.
Yeah.
And I'm encouraged by what I've seen. And I even more than that, I'm encouraged by the fact that they're playing that well. And Tage and Dahlin haven't dominated the way that you would expect if the team's going to play well. So in my head, there's a little more room here for them to get even better than they've been if Tage and Dahlin can get to where they normally get to. And I think that's coming. The division's there to be had. Toronto's a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Ottawa's decor is a joke. Detroit, I don't think, is any good despite their five-game win streak. We just saw them. It's not – I don't see that team as any better than anybody else in this division.
The Bruins might have a chance for Gavin McKenna when it's all said and done.
The Bruins are rebuilding.
Right.
The division is wide open. And the Rangers,
by the way, in the East are just, they've not won. The Rangers lost last night to the San Jose Sharks. Sharks' first win of the year.
Yeah.
And they beat the Rangers in overtime, who have not won a home game yet.
Yeah.
The New York Rangers. It feels like everything Chris Drury wanted to do, they did the opposite.
It seems
this
that
is
way.
Not where they wanted to be, right? How they wanted to build this?
No, absolutely not.
That's
and
right.
I think they made a mistake with JT Miller.
Mm-hmm.
I like the player a lot, but making that guy your captain after the way he left Vancouver with all the drama there and all the messiness of that, and then you bring him into New York and he's your captain. I think you're kind of getting what you asked for there.
I want to bring you in on something in a minute. I have a question for you before I bring Paul Hamilton, because that's what we're going to do today. Paul Hamilton at 10:30. So before that, I want to ask you a question about the Bills, all right?
Yeah.
So 10:30 for everybody. Today is Paul Hamilton on Sabres Leafs back-to-back this weekend, tonight in Buffalo, tomorrow in Toronto. In case you didn't know, the game times were changed. Tonight was 7:30. Now it's 7 o'clock downtown. Puck drops. 6 o'clock pregame here on WGR. Tomorrow was supposed to be a 7 p.m. game. Now it's a 5 p.m. start. 4 o'clock pregame here on WGR. And that's, of course, because the World Series is happening. Speaking of the World Series, some of you may be going to Toronto this weekend. I know people. Joe DiBiase, Sneaky Joe, he's going tonight. You might be going up to Toronto. I know they're playing in a dome. I get it. You might be going to Charlotte for the game. Maybe you're already there. That's why Pat Hammer comes your way at 11:30 every Friday. We're going to talk to Pat about the weather in Toronto, the weather in L.A. for the World Series. Are we looking at any sort of rain at all? Probably not, but we'll ask him. But, of course, the Charlotte weather for the Buffalo Bills playing the Carolina Panthers Sunday at 1 o'clock. Also a treat for you today. Real quickly, we're going to have at 10:45, if you go to Bills games, you hear them, you see them. My guy, DJ Milk. Yeah, wait, what are you? DJ Milk coming on the radio. Yeah, DJ Milk is actually a big part of a tailgate happening in Charlotte this weekend to benefit the Patricia Allen Fund at Children's Hospital. And we're going to just talk with him for a couple minutes about that and the what you can do and how you can be involved. That's going to be Sunday, right before the game in Charlotte. This is to benefit the Patricia Allen Fund at Children's Hospital. He's going to come your way, DJ Melk, at about 10:45. Just kind of tell everybody where they can go, what they can do, and what it's all about. So that'll be fun today to get to. And, of course, Sean McDermott a little after 11 a.m. Here's my question on the Bills, 803-0550. All right? I love the way that Jeremy kind of phrased the poll this morning, right? He had a poll up that basically said, like, which unit are you more eager to see play really well in Charlotte and Carolina? And I like that question, and I kind of want to keep it going on that and ask you, like, what are you right now more concerned with, the offense or the defense, and what do you have the more confidence in to get better? Because you could go either way here, right? So confidence and concern, that's my two questions, confidence and concern, the two C's here. Which are you more confident in kind of being better than it has been? And I say, if you say, well, how could you be confident in the defense? Well, folks, they got some reinforcements coming back, right? Michael Hoyt, Larry Ogunjobi, and Max Hairston. We'll see where that goes. So you could definitely say you have more confidence in the defense being better as it goes on. Or you could pick the offense and say, I have more confidence in the offense because I have Josh Allen. But maybe you don't because you don't see what's happening at wide receiver right now. If you don't see any changes happening and you're more concerned about that. So confidence and concern, basically. Just give me your overall thoughts on offense versus defense. Maybe the whole thing concerns you, to be quite honest with you, because they have not played up to their standard, of course, over the last couple of weeks. And even really, when you look at going back to week one, there's been plenty of times, even through the four-game winning streak to start the season, the Buffalo Bills did not play up to their standard. Now, offensively, I'll be the first to tell you, Brandon Bean will be the first to tell you. When he came on WGR and the whole wide receiver discussion back after the draft, hey, we scored 30 points a game. And look, they did again for four straight weeks. Baltimore, it took a little while to get there. They finally did. Fourth quarter started, you know, playing kind of to their capabilities. The Jets, that was just, hey, workmanlike win. Go out there, do what you have to do. Dolphins, they were in control most of that game. Then they had a couple of short fields to get some points, but that was a nice 31-point game. And then the Saints took a little while to get there as well. It started off really well and then kind of got back to it a little bit later. They score 41, 30, 31, 31. Then you get to the Patriots, and I believe if they don't turn the ball over the way they did, they're probably getting to 30 points. But that was the issue. They turned the ball over, and you can't do that. Atlanta Falcons, that's when things really started to turn towards, uh-oh, what's wrong? What's happening here? 14 points in a loss at Atlanta. Third downs, can't convert. Pressure, can't find answers. That's the concern I have about the offense. Now, for me, when I say that, I still look and see number 17 under center or in shotgun and say, it'll be fine. I look at that offensive line and say, it'll be fine. I look at that running game and say, they can lean on the running game. Am I concerned about receiver? Absolutely. Just like many of you are, especially with Joshua Palmer out. How are they going to win on the outside? That's something they need to address. That's something they need to look at. But I'm not as concerned about the offense, even with the 14 points against Atlanta, even with the 20 points against New England and turnovers. I'm not as concerned about that because the Bills have Josh Allen. And to me, when you have an elite quarterback, which they do, you're always going to, yeah, you're going to have times where it just doesn't work out, like the last couple of weeks, but generally you'll find your way to scoring points and moving the ball and being and having a chance to win that way. On the defensive side, however, I need to see this defense play better this weekend. And even though Hoyt and Ogunjobi are playing their first games back with the Bills, and sometimes that can be, well, they're integrating back in, I can't have that excuse after this game. I can't have that be why they didn't play a prominent role and the defense didn't play better. I need this defense now, today, Sunday, with these guys, to show me that they can be a much better defense than what they have been through the first 6 weeks of the season, for the most part. You go back to that Atlanta game, and of course we see the long run by Bijan, the missed tackles. You go back to the New England game, missed tackles, right? Third down conversions by Drake May, and some were, oh my God, I can't believe he did that. The New Orleans Saints, running the football the way they did. Missed tackles again. That's been a theme, right? Missed tackles. The Saints, mobile quarterback, Spencer Rattler. Even Tua Tagovailoa getting out of the pocket a little bit against the Bills. Like, those are things that just have not been going well. And, of course, we know what happened week one against Baltimore with Derrick Henry and that rushing attack. And now you have a team in the Carolina Panthers who, oh my goodness, they are coming to town. They're in their town. The Bills are going to their town with one of the best rushing attacks in the entire NFL. And you know what their game script is going to be? Run the damn football against the Bills. That's what they're going to do. They're going to try to run the ball at the Bills right down their throats as much as they can. This is a rushing unit for the Carolina Panthers who have a good offensive line, physical offensive line, averaging 140 yards rushing a game. Now, the Bills actually average more. The Bills are the number one rushing offense in the league. 151. Carolina's 140. The Bills actually are fourth in the league at running the football per play, 4.87. Carolina's right behind them, eighth in the league at 4.72. And then you add in the fact that you have Andy Dalton playing quarterback. And I think it's going to be Andy Dalton. It's not for sure yet. The Panthers haven't kind of put that info out yet, released that. But it looks like that's going to be the case. And you have an Andy Dalton back there who he's seen every defense. You're not going to confuse him. He knows that the Buffalo Bills have given up underneath stuff, been poor at tackling, get it to your playmakers, let them make a play. They're going to try to do that. The one thing that does help the Bills in this situation, I actually think it's a good debate, and I err more on and I lean more towards, I think the Bills would rather face Bryce Young than Andy Dalton because a young quarterback who, if you can slow down the run game, you put in position that you can kind of confuse, who hasn't seen everything yet. But I thought that about Michael Penix. He did a good job against them. But the one thing that does help you here with Andy Dalton playing, Andy Dalton's not going to move around a lot like Bryce Young would and like quarterbacks have against the Bills so far. Andy Dalton is going to be in the pocket, staying there, looking for open receivers to throw it to, not to bail out with his run with his legs or to be even extending plays with his legs. That has really hurt the Bills this year so far. So, and look, I, in the locker room yesterday, talk about players. I asked several players, what is the challenge of preparing for two different quarterbacks? And the answer is exactly kind of what I've expected and what I have said here on the radio this week, which is, yes, they have differences, but you're really preparing for the team and the system more than anything. And that's right. You're not the Panthers aren't going to overhaul their system, especially for 1 week if Bryce Young is out. Panthers are going to keep their system. They're still going to run the same system they run. It might just look a little different with play action or with rollouts, things like that. But it's going to be that's what you're preparing for. You're not necessarily just preparing for, you know, Andy Dalton versus Bryce Young. You're preparing for what the Carolina Panthers bring. And what I just said a little while ago, what they bring is a really good rushing attack. Rico Dowdle, 5.6 yards a carry on the year. He's already at 551 yards in just seven games. They like to feed him the ball. And then you have Chuba Hubbard. He's not, his yards per carry isn't a lot. It's 3.7, but he's a nice 1-2 compliment right there. And Dowdle's the guy, though. He has been really not only involved in the run game, he's been really involved in the passing game as well. 13 catches, 121 yards. Now, Tet McMillan is their nice rookie receiver. Outside of him, they don't have a lot. They kind of also have an everybody eats like a mentality, I think, in Carolina. Outside of McMillan, who he's eating a lot. He's feasting. 30 catches, 413 yards this year. But after that, Leggett has 17 catches, 142. Tremble has 17 catches, 126. Hubbard has 15 for 118. Renfro has 15 for 89. Dowdle, 13 for 121. Sanders, 11 for 92. I'm just going through here. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different players with double-digit receptions. Let's go to the Bills. Let's compare that. That's outside of... So they have 7 total. Bills have 5. So they have also a bit of an everybody-eats mentality. 803-0550. Going to bring Paul Hamilton on in a minute. I want to ask him this question, but I want to ask you, Owen, okay? Because we have the As the Goalie segment and Ask the Goalie, but this is more of an operational question. What are they going to do with 3 goalies? What, you cannot put Colton Ellis on IR. I mean, I'm sorry, on waivers.
No.
He will get scooped up. I mean, you can.
If you know he's gone.
He's gone.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, yeah, the Blues at least would probably pick him right back 100%. Up, I would think, right?
100%.
Yes.
I would be stunned if the Blues don't. I know that they really like him, and I think the Sabres really like him too, it seems like. And so...
I was actually really surprised they brought UPL up as quick as they did.
I thought he would have
a bit of an extended stay down there.
Well, you can only... You've got... I think it's... I can't remember the exact framework of it, but it's either 3 games or 5 days or something like that.
You only get
a certain amount of time down there.
Okay.
But he was quicker than it could have been. Like, they could have got him another game, at least. And I was surprised that they didn't, even just to buy themselves a little more time with Ellis and Lyon up here solo so that they're not carrying 3. But I would not want to get rid of Ellis at this point. I think he looks good, and the person that really puts in an awkward spot is Devon Levi, because Ellis is 1 year older, and he's had more pro experience at this point, and I think Levi's in an awkward spot because he's thinking, if you were going to have 3, why am I not one of your 3? This is another young prospect goalie who's touted highly, drafted pretty highly, not even that Levi wasn't even drafted as high as this kid. And I just don't – I think it leaves Levi in an awkward spot. And then, obviously, you've got the 3 goalie problem with the big club, which Kevin Adams has been on record saying he does not like having.
He doesn't like having three.
Right. It's not conducive to the best environment for the goaltenders.
Right.
From experience, I will tell you, it sucks.
No, that's
you're
right.
Fighting for reps in practice. You don't know when you're playing. You might not dress. Like, it's a whole other layer on top of an already as mentally taxing a position as there is.
To me, Levi doesn't factor in this equation much at all because the plan has always been him just in Rochester.
Exactly.
Right? So that's long term.
Right.
But how do you manage right now these 3 guys? Because I guess, I mean, to me, Lyon is still ahead of Ellis on the depth chart, right?
100%.
I mean, so it's not like you're moving off Lyon for Ellis.
I think Lyon is at the top of the... He's king of the castle right now. Lyon should not...
Even over UPL.
What have you seen from UPL
nothing.
Other than 50 games in the middle of 1 year in his entire pro career? that he should be trusted above Lyon right now.
Hey, that is that is the right point, but the organization has
there's a
invested
contract there
and said he's our guy. Like, exactly. That's what they've done.
But you, if you're Kevin Adams, you're managing for your job and for your career, right. Likely. You're not getting another shot after this, I wouldn't think. I don't think anyone's going
to
hire you.
You have to make decisions based on that.
You're not making decisions based on a contract you gave out last year. You're making decisions on who's going to win me a game now. And Lyon gives you, as we've seen, from what we've seen, the best chance to do that. So there is no argument to be made that you should be looking at UPL coming up and stealing games off Lyon until Lyon gives you a reason to think that. That is just the way it works, and it's the way it should work, and it needs to be that right now because this team needs to win.
Yep.
And Lyon will win games for you.
So we're going to have Paul on, but here's some really good news for everybody. I'm seeing reports from reporters at Sabres practice. We'll get Paul on. Kesselring is on the ice for the morning skate. Bryson is on the ice, and Jason Zucker is on the ice.
Oh,
all for the morning skate, which is great. Let's go to Lou real quick in Buffalo. Hi, Lou.
Hey, good morning. I enjoy the show.
Thank you.
To go on your topics as far as where my confidence lies, where there's still questions moving forward. So, you know, I think we've been exposed to a couple of superstars in this town that were complete difference makers, right? Hasek, Bruce, they made the plays in big situations. Obviously, where our confidence should lie is with Josh getting to taking his game back to his usual standard or even beyond. As far as where the doubts lie, I'll say this, you know, my expectations for the defense going into the season were just to be good enough to keep us in games. And we get back to that point with the influx of the two suspended players and with Harrison even coming to the fold. Mm-hmm. I think we can, right? So even in that perspective, keep us in games. My question lies is there a possibility that the leadership of this team is losing the locker room? And meaning like, is there doubt as far as the system we're running on defense from the defensive side of the ball and on offense from the offensive side of the ball? And how does that manifest itself?
Who are the leaders you're identifying and in what capacity, what way would they be losing the locker room? Like, what do you mean?
Okay. Offensive coordinator, how we're running our offense. Defensive coordinator.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Defense. So when you say locker room, I say players because they're really not in the locker room. That's why I ask. Okay. So yeah.
Got you. But yeah. Are the players losing doubt?
No, I don't think so.
In the leadership.
I mean, I don't think so. Everybody we talk to all the time. I mean, of course, they could always just be saying it, but I think they have full confidence in their coordinators. I mean, the things you hear people say about Bobby Babich coming out of that locker room from players. I mean, I don't think it's just placating to reporters. They just love the guy.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And they absolutely have a lot of faith in him. And he's been around a long time here with this group. He's coached a lot of them. And I think they've shown the same with Joe Brady, and especially that relationship between Josh and Joe. We'll take a timeout. We will have Paul Hamilton after this timeout. Sabres, Leafs, two-game set, back-to-back, home-and-home tonight and tomorrow in Buffalo and then Toronto.
Doan has that pass go off his skate, but it's kept in play here. Connor Timmins to the high slot. Here's McLeod trying to cut between the circles. Far circle shot, scores! What a play, and Doan gets the goal, and the Sabres have doubled their lead. It's 4-2.
Really nice game played by the Sabres a couple nights ago against the Red Wings. They have a chance to get back to .500 tonight and really pull into a third-place division tie with a win over the Maple Leafs. They'll play them tonight and again tomorrow here in Buffalo tonight at 7. Tomorrow at 5 p.m. in Toronto due to the World Series, the game times have been shifted a little bit, so please make note of that, whether you're going to be here in Buffalo going to the game or watching or going up to Toronto for the game tomorrow night. Yeah, it's a Buffalo Football Friday, but this time of year, we divert a little bit sometimes, and we talk with our guy, Paul Hamilton, who joins me now on the Western Hotline, brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide, and by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. We have a bit more limited time than normal with Paul today, but want to get to a couple things. First of all, injuries, Paul. I'm seeing that some welcome faces back on the ice this morning for the Sabres. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Yes, Jason Zucker is out there. I really wasn't expecting that with the pain he appeared to be in as he left the last game. Now, whether he will play, we don't know, but he is on the ice. Bryson returns from a concussion protocol. Michael Kesselring is out on the ice also for the first time with the team. And he's not wearing the gray jersey like Greenway is, so... You know, Lindy Ruff had said earlier this week that he was hoping to get Kesselring by the weekend, and he said hoping. I mean, he wasn't really, you know, saying that's our timetable or anything. It was just kind of his hope. So we'll see how this goes. It is the first time he has practiced with the team, so we'll see how that goes. But, getting a couple guys back on the ice here.
From your experience, if a guy's been out a while and then he shows up and practices the day of a game, has the morning skate the day of a game, can it go either way, or is it, well, you know what, that's usually a sign where he's going to be playing soon, or can he go right back in the lineup that night?
I've seen it where a couple have gone right back in the lineup, but Kesselring's been out a while.
Yeah.
It's not like it's only been a week or a week and a half or something like that. So I wouldn't say definitely not, but, you know, if he's going to be ready on the weekend, maybe tomorrow might be more of a time he could be ready. But, you know, the thing is, too, these rehab skates are, you know, they do try to simulate regular practice and games, you know, when the players are ready. So those are the times that sometimes the player shows up and is in the lineup. So we'll see how it goes. We'll see, you know, how line rushes go and who he's with and how that's going to go. But it's a possibility, but I will say it doesn't happen a lot.
Paul Hamilton, and you can follow all of that reporting by him at PHAM1717 on X. He'll give you up to date. He'll keep you updated on what's happening down on the ice. Sabres today with a pregame skate here this morning, tonight taking on the Maple Leafs, and a chance, Paul, to get to .500. And the way they got there was playing some pretty solid hockey, I thought, for the most part against the Red Wings. Yeah, some great goaltending to bail them out a couple of times, but it felt to me like they played a pretty solid game, and it helps when you start off with two power plays. They didn't score, but they could kind of control the game a little bit early on.
Yeah, and you know they've won 3 out of 4 games after dropping their first three. Lindy Ruff, there's two things he says about, you know, winning. Basically, he puts the season in five-game segments. He wants to get, you know, 6 points out of every 10 points in a five-game segment. So that's one thing he shoots for as a team. He also says, and it makes sense, if you win two and lose one all season long, you easily will be in the playoffs. That's a 667 points percentage. And that they've done, you know, since the three-game losing streak, they won two and lost one. And now they're 1-1 in the next one. So, you know, they're 1-0. So now they have the Leafs. If you split with the Leafs, then you're successful in this segment where you've won two out of three. So that's what he lays down for the team and how to approach trying to make the playoffs. It's not – I know a lot of fans like to say, well, who can the Sabres beat out? Could they beat out Boston? Could they beat out Pittsburgh? Could they get past this team? No, that's not the way coaches look. They look at it, if you get X amount of points, you're going to be in the playoffs and let the other teams worry about who else is going to be in. You know, if you can get yourself up around 100 points, you're probably going to be in, and then you don't have to worry about who's in and who's out. You just got to worry about that you have enough points to be in.
Yeah, I like that. And look, I'll take a split against the Leafs tonight. I think that would be fine, or this weekend with them. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. A team you're fighting with in your division. And then you have Columbus, you have Boston, you have opportunity coming up after this to really make a little bit of a charge here. And the Sabres need to do that after some poor starts over the last few years. We'll see how that goes. All right, Paul, the big question is in goal, what they're going to do with right now three goaltenders. And let's be honest, Alex Lyon has looked every bit the part of currently their number one goalies we've talked about. And then Colton Ellis comes in and all he does is steal the show in his NHL debut against the Red Wings. They bring UPL up. They have an investment in him. What do they do about this goaltending situation?
Well, right now it's going to be Lyon. He's in the starter's net right now, so he'll continue to be the number one goalie. Ellis and Luukkonen are alternating at the other end. I wondered if maybe Luukkonen would get another start in Rochester, but he's here, so Rochester plays tonight, so it's going to be the one start. He only gave up two goals in a 4-2 victory down there, so the Sabres must have been satisfied with what they saw in that rehab start to bring him back up here. And I would be absolutely shocked if they waived Ellis, because if they do, the Blues really want him as their number three goalie. They've got two good goalies. And they would take him back, and if they take him back, they can send him down to the minors, and they don't have to worry about waivers anymore, since it would be their second try doing it. So the Sabres would lose Ellis, because I'm sure the Blues would reclaim him. And you know what the Sabres had said. Lindy Ruff said he'd been on the radar for a while, and it was an opportunity they couldn't pass up. So I don't see that at all. So what does that tell us? That tells us three goaltenders. We're going to be sitting here watching three goaltenders, and watching Lindy Ruff maneuver that for a while. Sal, if it was me, I would continue playing Ellis in the times where he needs to play for Lyon. And to see, you got to see if that first game is just an anomaly or if he can play in the National Hockey League. First game, great. You know, but you got to find out. If you find out he can play, and I think your move after that is then you do something with Luukkonen. You either try to trade him or you waive him. Or something like that, if Ellis proves himself.
I love that you brought that up, because I have a caller on hold I wanted to bring on with you. Tom in Buffalo has that very question. Go ahead, Tom. You're on with Paul Hamilton.
Yeah, guys. I was just wondering, why is the big problem with if he's a better goaltender, if they think he's going to be better after, you know, like you said, a few starts, just waive him.
UPL?
You know, waive UPL and see where he goes. If he passes two waivers or if somebody else takes him. They also lose that contract if they take them, right? Somebody takes them.
Yeah, so
contract's not a big deal.
What would be the risk is, Paul, that you don't know for sure yet about Ellis, right? That would be the risk.
That actually is a low contract for a starting goaltender. It might be a high one for him, but it's a low contract for a starting goaltender. Honestly, with the injuries that he's had throughout his whole career, the inconsistencies that he had, I'm not too sure. And as I said, I think that's a high contract for him. I'm not sure he'd get claimed.
Okay.
You know, I don't know if that would be a worry about that. But you got to make sure Ellis, you can't go by one game.
Right.
I mean, you got to make sure Ellis is an NHL goaltender. This is the first time he's gone through all the training and all the minor leagues and everything. That's done. The St. Louis Blues have taken care of that for you. But now, you know, you have to, you know, see if he, and you got to be sure. You can't just play him two games and say, all right, he's an NHL goalie. I mean, this, we might be talking a couple of months here where you're sitting here with three goaltenders. And, you know, I mean, who knows? Lindy Ruff, I don't think he would do this, but he may navigate this by starting all three. Like, just, all right, Lyon today, Lukanen tomorrow, Ellis the next day, and just keep going in that order. I don't know. I doubt he would do that, but he could. And then all three would be playing.
I think it's fascinating. We'll see where it goes. And I agree. And I love that you brought up that you could do that with UPL, and the, you know, that's out of the box, but it's now in the window, right? And I think that if Ellis continues to play and he can show that he can actually play at this level, Alex Lyon certainly has. Alex Lyon did play 44 games for the Detroit Red Wings a few years ago. He played 30 the year after that, so he's handled a bit of a load here. I think it's really, really interesting. Paul, I got to run. Thank you so much, and we'll be dialed
very
in tonight.
Quickly,
yeah, go ahead.
Very quickly, Kesselring is playing with Bryson, which tells us he's probably not playing tonight.
Okay, thank you very much. Paul Hamilton at PHAM1717. Have a great day, Paul. We'll keep in touch tonight. Appreciate that. He is at PHAM1717 and, of course, WGR550.com. We'll take a timeout. We're going to tell you about a tailgate going on in Charlotte coming up after this to benefit the Patricia Allen Fund at Children's Hospital. My guy DJ Milk, who spins the tunes inside Highmark, is going to join me and tell you all about it, where you can get your tickets, what it's like in Charlotte this weekend. Hey, if you're headed down to Charlotte this weekend, or if you're already there, a lot of Western New York transplants for sure live in that area. Maybe you're going to the game, the Bills game. Maybe you just want to hang out. You want to tailgate. You want to be a part of something cool. We got something really cool. To benefit the Patricia Allen Fund at Children's Hospital, there is a really cool pregame event and tailgate going on. I want to tell you all about that and how you can get involved and be a part of it. My guy DJ Milk, who joins me right now on the West Her Hotline. I feel like you should have like a music intro, like walk-up music, like some of our hosts have and our reporters have.
I love it. I wish I did. Next time. We'll make it happen next
time. What would it be? You got to come up. Is there a song you would use like to intro you?
Oh, man. I would tell you probably maybe Montel Jordan. This is how we do it.
I love it. Great beat.
Great beat.
You got it. Hey, thanks for joining me here today. I wanted to make sure we got on and let everybody know about this really cool event that you're a part of. People down in Charlotte raise money for a really good cause, the Patricia Allen Fund at Children's Hospital. But first of all, you, man, people might be like, hey, wait a minute. I know that guy. He's inside the stadium every home game, right? That's been a cool journey for you to be rocking the fans out before the Bills play home games.
Yeah, when I tell you it's absolutely an amazing experience for myself and DJ, starting at training camp with being with all the fans and the young people and then going into the season, being at the 50-yard line, we are there exactly when the gates open until just about game time. Come hang out. Come and cheer your Bills on. Come be a part of that energy and that spirit, that pre-game spirit. Believe it or not, I do think it makes a difference. The music, your energy, come hang out with us 50-yard line before every game at home. It's just absolutely amazing, and I'm incredibly privileged to have the opportunity to do it.
All right, I think a lot of people are wondering this question. I've been asked this, and I don't know, so I'm going to ask you. Who determines the playlist, whether it's at training camp, when the guys are practicing, or during pregame, during the stadium for games?
Yeah, it's a collaboration between myself, DJ, and the team. They have music that they're looking for. We have music that we bring to the table. So it's definitely a team sport when it comes to choosing the music. Everybody's involved, and we try to just make sure that the energy is right. The fans are involved, right? Fans let us know, hey, what about this song? We get email songs. So, always it's kind of a very collaborative experience. We try to make sure everybody feels like they're involved with that music.
Yeah, and it's cool because I know when I go to training camp and I film something, half the time I put something out on, hey, look at this guy, look at this catch, and people are like, oh no, how about that song in the background, baby, right? Like they got that going on. And you can get everything from Michael Jackson to AC/DC, right? I mean, it doesn't matter. You guys kind of run the gamut of everything.
Yeah. Well, we recognize that our fan base is large, right? And people come from all different walks of life and they're all different ages. And I believe that our skill, our talent is making sure that everybody gets a little something, you know, and I feel like when that happens, our Bills Mafia and our community and everybody comes together in the right way. So that our goal is to make sure that everybody feels involved. I mean, every now and then you might even get a little baby shark in there for our really, really
I love it. I love it. And of course, you'll find DJ Milk on road games too, including this weekend. What's it like for you when you go on the road and see Bills Mafia at a lot of these tailgate spots and Saturday nights before games and Sunday pregames?
When I tell you, it is always amazing to see how many people go to the games and be able to have that community vibe away in another city, as well as being able to reconnect, like you said, with transplants and people who live other places, and even people who are coming in from other places to particular games, right? So this Charlotte game, the Miami game, right? You'll have people coming in from all over. I met some people from Mexico who were Buffalo Bills fans mm-hmm. once at a tailgate or at a party in the away from Buffalo. So when I tell you, it's always wonderful to connect with Bills fans, in my opinion, from all over the world.
All right, so you're going to be a big part of what's happening on Sunday to benefit the Patricia Allen Fund at Children's Hospital. It'll be a pregame tailgate, 8:30 to 12, tailgate with them, and be a part of what's happening, the game day experience. GameDayInCharlotte.com is where you can go. Tell us about what's happening on Sunday.
Yeah, so we'll be coming in. We'll be playing a bunch of good music. They got food, drinks. We got Billy Buffalo, who's going to be hanging out with us. Daryl Talley will be there, Ted Washington, and obviously myself and DJ Yes. We got some other things that we're not going to tell you about right now, but it's going to be an absolute fabulous party. If you've ever come to any party with us, you know we like to dance, like to have a good time, like to sing. Everybody will be involved. If you haven't figured out what you're going to do and you're looking for a party to come to, definitely check out our party. You can follow me, too, at DJ Milk Buffalo. That's my thing at Instagram, and I will be posting about this party as well. So definitely keeping you up to date on everything that's going to be happening with us in Charlotte. We are extremely stoked and looking for that win. Let's go, Buffalo. Let's go.
All right. 1307 West Moorhead Street is the physical address for anybody who's in Charlotte and knows that area. Parking will be available in the vicinity. And, of course, the coolest part is this does benefit the Patricia Allen Fund at Children's Hospital. And your ticket, your donation could make a difference, obviously, and will make a difference.
Absolutely. I've been involved with Children's Hospital for many, many years. I have a cart that I DJ and go room to room and DJ for the kids.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I tell you, the difference that you can make in these young people's life is tremendous. They do incredible work over at Children's Hospital. So it's been my pleasure to be involved with them for years. And I really, please buy a ticket, come buy a ticket and support. When I tell you that all of the money, all of these proceeds are going directly to them, to the Patricia Allen Fund. So it's just an excellent opportunity for us to have fun, support our bills, and support Children's Hospital.
GameDayInCharlotte.com is the website address. You could also go to my Twitter, at Sal Sports. I posted about it today. You can click it there. You can see about the tickets and, of course, what's happening there and be a part of the event right before the game. Hey, have a great time. Safe travels down to Charlotte. Maybe I'll see you there. I got some pre-games due. But I know you'll be right around where I am, so maybe we'll see each other. And thanks a lot for coming on today, buddy.
I would love it. Thank you, Sal. Appreciate you, man. Love you, brother.
All right, you too, buddy. You too. DJ Milk doing a great job right there, and really for a great cause, the Patricia Allen Fund at Children's Hospital. GameDayInCharlotte.com. Go there right now. Check it out. Buy a ticket. Go to the event. Even if you want to just make a donation and say, I might pop my head in, but I just want to be a part of this because it's a great cause. To not only go down and, you know, see the Buffalo Bills, but be a part of something with a lot of other Buffalo Bills fans. We'll take a timeout. Sean McDermott coming up on the other side of this timeout in the 11 a.m. hour. We'll get an injury update, see if anybody is declared out for this weekend against the Carolina Panthers.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Been able to run the ball pretty well. You know, play action pass game, I think it's been pretty good. Inside the numbers has been pretty good. Obviously, there's a lot of directions that you can go to try to clean things up. And, you know, that, it comes down to, again, just going out there and executing each and every given play call that Joe gives, but making sure that throughout the week we're straining in practice and finishing on plays. And sometimes it's the small things. You learn a lot from these losses that maybe you don't learn and win.
Bills quarterback Josh Allen right there, whose grandma told him she wants to see him smile more. So he's going to try and do that a little bit and get back to, you know, having some fun. And, you know, it's chicken and egg, right? You win, you score, you have fun. And hopefully the Bills will have a lot of fun on Sunday for Bills fans by scoring a lot of points and stopping the Carolina Panthers. They need to get back on the winning track. Sitting at 4-2 right now. The Chargers won last night to get to 4-3. And that was a game where I thought, you know, do you want the Chargers to win if you're a Bills fan? Because that's another team in the mix if you actually have to fight your way into the playoffs this year. Or do you want the Chargers to win? Yes, because that keeps the Chiefs down a little bit longer and farther, right? Could have looked at it either way, but either way, the Chargers took care of the Vikings. And now that sets up week 8 in the NFL, and we'll get to all of that a little bit later. In the meantime, welcoming your calls at 803-0550 here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you on a Buffalo Football Friday, brought to you by Celino Law. Car crash, call Celino. Call the 8s and by Crosby's Pizza and Subs, Crosby's hometown fuel, game day ready since 1922. Bills head coach Sean McDermott will join me here shortly when he's done with another production meeting for television. He'll call up. We'll talk about the injuries, going back to Carolina, stopping the Panthers, and everything else that goes into the game on Sunday. David has been waiting patiently in Florida. David, thank you for waiting. I appreciate that. You're on WGR.
How you doing, Sal?
Good, thanks.
Show. Love how you keep us all balanced through all these things.
I try.
I was in Atlanta. In fact, I went down to the sideline to try to catch you because I wanted to let you know that my wife and I are coming on the Legends Cruise. Look forward to meeting you.
Ah, awesome. Thank you. Appreciate that. That Legends Cruise is great, and I'm glad you opened the door for me to give the plug. But, I mean, people got to get registered soon because spots are going fast. And, you know, you can't wait until January, February because we got to do all the paperwork and all that kind of stuff. And spots are going fast. So, yeah, BuffaloFootballLegends.com is the Legends Cruise. I'm glad you brought that up and hope to see you, and I'm sure I will, and it'll be fun.
Yeah, so about the game, I was in Atlanta, obviously, and, you know, it was just frustrating game to watch. And, you know, as far as the defense goes, look, I expected the defense to be squishy until the first part of the season, especially, you know, hopefully to get healthy. And they'll be better. But to watch that offense for 2 weeks and, you know, have people talk about, wow, we need a wide receiver, we need this, we need that. You know what? We just need to scheme three guys open, you know, Kincaid, you know, Cook, and Shakir. And you watch other teams do it when they're down with players and this and that. Like, what happened with Cincinnati? What'd they do? They went to their best playmaker. They found a way to get the guy open. They just kept feeding the guy the ball, and it opens everything else up. And I'm so frustrated watching it because, yeah, it'd be great to have a burner wide receiver. We don't have the money to get the right guy. Don't buy another freaking, you know, retread. We got the talent. Just get him open. Get, when they had Cook off the field, I wanted to tear somebody's head off. It was so frustrating to watch. I mean, get the guy, you know, okay, he's not a great blocker, whatever. Put him in, you know, get him open, but make him a wide receiver. A guy catches the ball. Shakir catches the ball. And Kay catches the ball. Of course, you know, he was out for the game, but, you know, but you get my point. Mm-hmm. And, you know, those guys are great yak players too, you know, and, you know, it opens everybody else up. As far as Coleman goes, I watched him at Florida State. I'm a big Florida State fan. they got to do something different. He doesn't have the speed to be the wideout guy. He really doesn't. And get him in closer where he can, you know, use his body to make some plays and get things rolling, get some rhythm. But anyway, I was a little frustrated. I didn't call earlier in the week because of it. But anyway, but if you can let me hang on so I can hear your response, I'd appreciate it. Because I don't
know. I hear you. I think it's you know, it's one thing to say scheme him up, and I don't disagree. But it's, you know, you're also going against defensive coordinators and NFL players who are going to try to prevent that, right? So it's not as easy as just scheming up. You still have to win. You still have to be able to do that. You can draw up all the plays in the world. Every single football coach and person who's played Madden, David, has drawn up all the plays in the world that everybody's open. Well, but you still have to be able to do that. And then you also have to protect your quarterback. And I think that was an issue, obviously, against Atlanta.
Yeah, and it was frustrating, too, because, you know, clearly they were coming after him and stuff like that. But, and we're running the ball down their throat. And it's like we went away from it. And it's like, you know, you got, what happened to the quick, you know, two-step, boom, hit the play, two-step, hit the play. And I, man, it was just frustrating to watch. And boy, I'll tell you something, you can't say enough about Bills Mafia. Man, well, we represented there, and it's a damn shame, you know, we didn't play well because, man, it was I couldn't believe the amount of people that were there. It was amazing.
And wait till this weekend. You going to the game in, you going to the game in Charlotte? You're down there south.
No. Actually, we rerouted this into our trip south. I'm a snowbird, you know, and so I live in Hamlin, New York. I call you from there sometimes too. But we routed it down through to Atlanta. I got family in Atlanta, and you know, so we caught that game, and then we're probably going to go to the Miami game down here this year.
All right.
That might be it for the season. So.
Well, listen, man. Thank you very much, David, and thanks for signing up for that cruise. It's going to be a great time. We're going to celebrate Thurman's 60th birthday on the cruise together. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to really meeting you and stuff like that. So I love you, man.
Yeah, you got it, buddy. Thank you. That's really cool. Really nice of him. Anyway, yeah, go to BuffaloFootballLegends.com. I've been promoting it here, and we're going on a cruise. And I'll be kind of doing all the Bills-themed stuff with the Buffalo Football Legends. Thurman Thomas, Steve Tasker, Don Beebe, Scott Norwood, Butch Roll is coming. Del Reed of 26 Shirts is coming. We got Pinto Ron now signed up on the we secured him as one of the you know, call him. He's a legend. He's a Buffalo football legend. Anyway, it's going to be really fun, and I'll be doing a lot of the, like I said, kind of the cruise director type stuff for a meet and greet night and a dinner. We're going to have dance parties. It's going to be really cool, and we're celebrating Thurman's 60th. It's in May next year, going down to the Caribbean, May 10th through 17th, leaving out of Miami, going down to the British Virgin Islands. It's going to be a great time. Check it out, BuffaloFootballLegends.com. But you really do have to get on it soon, folks. Spots are going fast. 803-0550 is the telephone number to call if you want to get in here fast as well. Talking Buffalo Bills, Carolina Panthers on Sunday. Sean McDermott will be calling us shortly when he's available. We'll ask him about injuries and who to expect to play or maybe not play in the game on Sunday. At this point, Daquan Jones, Joshua Palmer, and Taylor Rapp, none have practiced this week. So I would think that that would mean, you know, trending towards not playing, but we'll see. Maybe he doesn't rule any out. Maybe he says one or two or all could even practice today. Would seem unlikely, at least with the first two, because we know that Jones and Palmer were termed week to week earlier this week by the head coach. Day to day is where is what he said for pretty much everybody else. So we'll see where that goes. 803-0550. Henry is in Depew. Hi, Henry.
Well, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
I was commenting on the fact that Allen really seems off his game. He looks nothing like he did two or three years ago. Last two or three years, I should say. I don't know if it's because they don't want him to run. He doesn't want to run. He's not. I don't know what it is. The offensive line isn't as good, which is amazing. After the last 2 years, they were the best in the league, but with the same players.
What do you see when you say that? When you say off his game, like what part of his game do you think seems off to you? Or is it just you know, them, like you say, not running or whatever, but what part of his game seems off to you?
Well, it appears to me like his completion percentage is way down, his interception rate's way up. He's throwing into coverage that he hasn't been doing for the last two or three years, and you know, and he seems.
Well, he didn't throw an interception until the New England game, and I'm sorry, the Saints game when he threw one way down the field. He was actually had gone a long, long time without throwing an interception going back to last year. I have to look at the actual numbers on that. I'm not sure if that's the case, the completion percentage. You know, some of it though, Henry, is how much. I think here's the debate, right, Henry, which is. how much is it the things you're talking about versus how much is it guys not getting open that he can rely on to throw the ball to and be open in spots, right? I think that's the chicken and egg debate we're having here.
Well, to be honest with you, I really think they should have kept, I can't think of his name, the guy, Hollins. They should have kept him. They should have made a concerted effort to keep him.
2 years, up to $10 million. You good with that? That's what he got from New England.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd be willing to pay him $5, $6 million.
Okay. Ooh. Okay. Well, that would have been, he got four a year plus an extra two possible.
I'm more concerned about the fact that they spent 11 or 12 or whatever on Cook, mm-hmm. and he's real good, but they probably could have pulled up another running back, not the same quality, but they probably could have invested a lot of that money into a receiver.
Yeah, I can't get with you on that one. I think James Cook, as much as I was even of the mindset of, I don't know if you want to pay him that money, I think that they made the right call by paying James Cook what they did. I mean, he's been fantastic. Up until the last couple of weeks, he's been an offensive player of the year conversation. That's how good James Cook has been. But I hear you. I mean, I think with Mac Hollins, it was they wanted him back. And they made an effort to bring him back. But he got an extra year and more money from the Patriots. So, you know, from reports, the way it sounded, the Bills had a year, you know, on the table for him. He took 2 years, and he got $8.4 million in base plus an ability to gain an extra and earn an extra $2 million, which is 10.4 over 2 years. It's quite a bit for a guy that's going to be, yeah, I know he led the Bills in receiving touchdowns last year, but he's not a main target. He's in the blocking game a lot, and he was somebody who did help a lot in those areas. Blocking, special teams, no doubt. 803-0550 is the telephone number to call if you want to jump on board. I'm looking at now, let me see where Josh is as far as completion percentage compared to last year. Just want to make sure I get this right. So qualifying leaders, Josh Allen, completion percentage right now, 68.5% right now. That is eighth in the NFL. Last year, Josh Allen completion percentage was 63.6. So that is not accurate. He has a 5% higher completion percentage right now than he did for last year as a whole. Go back to 2023. His completion percentage was 66.5. He is higher now than he has been at either point at the end of either of the last 2 years. So for the caller who just called and said it seems like his completion percentage is down, not accurate. It is up. He has thrown a couple interceptions lately. I think a lot of those, the one against New Orleans was a deep ball kind of being forced deep when he thought, and by the way, a great play by the DB on that play. And then, I don't even say forced deep. He threw the ball deep and Keon Coleman was there. Great play by the DB, but Atlanta forced one over the middle and then one gets batted up in the air and intercepted as well at the end of the game. Okay, we'll take a timeout here. When we come back, Bills head coach Sean McDermott should be available to join us here on the Nortown Automotive Extra Point Show. We'll get an injury update for Sunday against the Carolina Panthers.
You're listening to Buffalo Bills Football Friday on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Kaleida Health, the official healthcare provider of the Buffalo Bills, and by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop at northtownkia.com. Now, here's Sal Capaccio with Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott joins me right now on the West Her Hotline. Good morning, coach. Happy Friday, and good morning to you once again.
Good morning to you as well, and happy Friday to you as well, Sal. Looking forward to a great weekend here.
Okay, let's talk and look a little bit back, though, before we do that, Coach. How did you spend your bye week? We'll talk about professionally in a second, but personally, were you able to kind of recharge a little bit? How does that work for you?
Yeah, it was good. It was good to get around the family a little bit, kind of get out in the community as well, and live a call it a normal life, you know, and just kind of get a little bit of rest on top of that, watch a few college football games, maybe a few pro games, and just unplug.
All right, and how about professionally? Can you kind of explain for fans how it works during the bye week? I know it's a little bit earlier than normal, but what's the process for you guys when you get away a little bit and then you come back to the facility, what you're looking at and what you're thinking about?
Right, what we do is we'll spend usually the day after the last game with the post-game follow-up with the coaches and the players. And then the players got out and they were done for the week just to get their rest. And then coaches stayed another day or two, worked on some things, and then they got out as well. Just, you know, what you want to do with the coaching staff is what we call self-scout, which is basically evaluating personnel, evaluating your schemes, where we can grow, how we can get better, and the vision forward.
And when you say self-scout, I'm really interested. Like, do you guys look more at what are we doing that might be tendencies, or what are teams doing against us that we need to start combating? Or is it a mix of everything?
Right. It is. It's a mix of exactly what you said. And you're trying to get a feel for, are we executing? Is the scheme the right scheme? Are we executing the scheme properly? And if not, do we want to stay with the scheme or the play? And then, or do we want to, do we want to change out to a different play or scheme? So, if it's the right scheme, but it needs to be executed better with more plays being made. So it's a combination of everything you're talking about.
Sean McDermott on the Wester Hotline. Let's get to the Barnes Firm Injury Report, brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured for help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. You've had a few guys that haven't practiced yet this week, several others who are limited. Anybody who you know right now will not play on Sunday?
Right, I've got three for you here. So Daquan Jones out for the game, Joshua Palmer out for the game, Taylor Rapp out for the game, and he will head to IR here.
Okay, Taylor Rapp will go to IR. Coach, you said earlier this week you were going to evaluate that a little bit more. Obviously, it's something you have to not be with Taylor Rapp for a few weeks. What is this dealing with? I'm looking right now, a knee injury, right? That's something you said he's been dealing with for a little while?
It came up in training camp. Unfortunately, and he was dealing with it since then, and it just got to the point where he's just not able to really be himself. And so we're making a decision right now through the medical people's opinions that we'll put him on IR and we'll take it one week at a time right now.
Okay, so Terrell Bernard, who was injured in the game, has been limited. Dalton Kincaid did not play. Matt Milano did not play. And Curtis Samuel did not play. Where do those guys stand right now as far as practice or their game status for Sunday?
Yeah, so Curtis will be full today, and he'll be good for the game. The other guys that you mentioned will be limited today and questionable for the game.
How about Maxwell Hairston, Coach? What have you seen from him this week and his return to the field, and how's he looked to you?
He's done some good things. He really has. Again, just managing the expectations, and you want to take it one day at a time. There's a lot that is new for him because of the amount of time that he's missed due to the injury, and he didn't have any of the ramp up pretty much other than 7 to 10 days in training camp. So you want to make sure, we're understanding of that and that he's not out there trying to do too much. And it looked like this week he was trying to do his job, understand his job. And I think that's the right way to go and the right approach and a step in the right direction here.
And of course, you welcome back two guys you were without for the first six games, Michael Hoyt and Larry Ogunjobi. How did you feel that they fared throughout the week getting back integrated in?
Yeah, similarly in the sense of having been here, missed a lot of time. Those two are veteran players, however, so they've been around the league a little bit longer, and with those two both, it's good to have them back, in particular with Larry, with the injuries at the D tackle position that we've experienced to this point. So, but both of them, will go this weekend, and we'll see how long they're able to play. And certainly they'll be a little bit rusty, but looking forward to having them back.
So you're anticipating both being able to play on Sunday and all systems go, and then kind of managing it as the game goes on and what the plan is, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Coach, speaking of availability, we do not know yet officially who's going to be the quarterback for the Carolina Panthers. So how does it work with your staff kind of trying to figure out, in a general sense, you don't have to get specific on these two guys, but when you might not know who the quarterback is for the other team?
Well, you do the best you can anticipating. Mm-hmm. They're not saying, so we can kind of guess. Yep. Or guesstimate where it's going to go and then plan accordingly, but stay flexible. I think that's the key.
All right. And then, of course, going back to Carolina for you, a lot of great memories there. We used to talk a lot about all the guys that came from Carolina, but now the other way is true as well. Dan Morgan is there in Carolina. There's been a lot of connections. You going back to Carolina, first time you've coached there since 2017. Dan Morgan's over there, and I know you had a relationship with him. What's it going to be like for you to go back to Carolina and see some familiar faces?
Well, it was a great time and place for my family. The 6 years that we were there, obviously played and coached in the Super Bowl, and that was very enjoyable and a great experience as a team, as a family, and as a coach. You learned a lot. I learned a lot from my time in Carolina, and you know, it tends to happen when you're around good people, right? Mm-hmm. So super appreciative and grateful for our time there. And you're right. We now with Dan Morgan there, it seems like Joe Shane in New York.
Yep.
You know, they're grabbing players that we've had or interested in, and just interesting how all that works. But you know, they've got a good team, and you know, they're on a little bit of a winning streak here, and got some momentum for themselves. So it'll be a big challenge for us.
And last thing on the game here specifically, Coach, their running game, of course. They bring Rico Dowdell, Chuba Hubbard. You've talked a lot about tackling, and the locker room guys have been talking about tackling all week. How much more important is that this week to get back to the fundamentals of making sure you get guys on the ground? They're so good at yards after contact.
Yeah, if you want to play good defense, you got to tackle well, and those two go hand in hand. So there's probably not a whole lot of stats or what have you on that, but at the end of the day, if you want to be a good defense, you got to be a good tackling defense.
All right. Safe travels to Charlotte. Good luck this weekend, Coach. We'll talk again next week. Thanks a lot.
Sounds great. Have a great weekend.
Okay, you too. Bills head coach Sean McDermott right there. We know now that Daquan Jones, Joshua Palmer, and Taylor Rapp are out. Taylor Rapp will go to injured reserve. He will be out at least 4 games. That throws the roster in a bit of flux. The Bills already, folks, have only 52 players on the roster. That will make it 51. They have room for 2 more players to be signed. Here's my anticipation. Maybe Zion Logue could get signed because he's out of elevations. And with Daquan Jones out, you have to put somebody up there anyway. So if he's out of elevations, you can't elevate him. You only have 3 defensive tackles. It feels to me like maybe Zion Logue could be that natural replacement. Then you deal with it when Daquan Jones actually comes back. Jordan Poyer. That seems like a natural signing to the 53 as well, because you're losing a safety and you need to add a safety. And he's sitting there on the practice squad. He could get elevated. You could do that. He's got 2 more left. And you could just go that route, but you could also just put him on the 53. And then if you do that, let's remember, you also have Gabe Davis at some point. At some point, Gabe Davis is going to start practicing. As soon as he does that, you have to have a spot for him on the practice squad, and you can only have a certain number of veterans on the practice squad. So if Jordan Poyer goes back on the 53-man roster, that opens up the practice squad spot for Gabe Davis. So a lot of moving parts here. We'll see how it shakes out. And I say right now, then, you're looking at probably Cole Bishop and Jordan Poyer starting at safety against the Carolina Panthers. We'll see where that goes. Okay, let's get to our WGRZ TV2 chief meteorologist, Patrick Hammer, for a look at Carolina weather.
Break it down.
When you need to know what to wear, is it going to rain? Is it going to snow? What to prepare for? You're about to find out. Here's Sal Capaccio with your game day forecast with Channel 2 weatherman extraordinaire. Here's Patrick.
Have a time.
All right, on the Western Hotline is Pat Hammer joining us for his weekly Friday segment. We just heard from Bills head coach Sean McDermott. The team will head down to Charlotte, North Carolina, and a lot of people are going down there, and a lot of people live there. Pat, everybody in Buffalo knows somebody who moved to Charlotte.
That is true. And I was listening over the last couple of days. I mean, most home games in Charlotte seem to be away games for any team that comes there. But Dallas, especially Pittsburgh, and of course the Bills.
Yeah, so obviously with people going down there, they're going to be taking part in all the festivities tomorrow. I know there's a lot of parties going on, and we just had DJ Milk on a little while ago. They got a tailgate going on before the game to benefit Children's Hospital and Patricia Allen Fund here. So what's it going to be like for people traveling down to Charlotte, spending the weekend down there in Carolina?
Yeah, so here's the deal. The weather, by the way, I'm glad this is not Monday Night Football, okay? Sunday, 1 o'clock is perfect because of the weather heading there post-game. But for the weekend, including today, the weather looks fine. Very delightful out there in Charlotte through Saturday and through game day. Tailgating and Sunday looks fine. Mid to upper 60s, mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. Ideal for football. No wind, really. It's shaping up to be nice. If you are traveling, and are planning to return home, I would advise to see if you can get a head start and leave on Sunday afternoon, only because Monday a nor'easter is going to be forming, and it's going to bring potentially a lot of rain to the area Monday morning throughout the day, and that could cause some flight delays. So just a heads up on the weather approaching for those returning back to Buffalo.
Amazing, right? Last week you said, thank goodness the Bills don't play on Sunday at home because that weather was terrible. And then this week they're missing it by one day. If this game was one day later in Charlotte, you're looking at a weather event.
Oh, 100%. I mean, and you're going to be hearing about this in the days ahead. You've got a what could be a powerhouse hurricane down in the tropics, Melissa. You've got a nor'easter developing. The hurricane probably stays out to sea, but it's still there's just a lot of weather going on next week.
Yeah,
not only close to home here too potentially, but yeah, I'm glad it's a Sunday kick for the Bills and not Monday.
I was looking at the weather in Charlotte preparing for all this, and it's like, okay, there's 80 degrees that was earlier this week or last week, and then you're getting in the 70s. It looks like a high, as you said, mid 60s to 70 degrees. Is that cool, or is that kind of tropical and seasonal, I should say, for this time of year down there?
Yeah, you're kind of out of a tropical feel. I mean, that's kind of maybe a little cooler than average,
right.
but low 70s is probably what you get typically down there right now. So yeah, just a little bit off.
And then tomorrow night, I'm looking, it's going to be mid to high 50s actually. If you're out and about,
yeah,
in Charlotte tomorrow.
Yeah, that's a little cooler.
Okay.
Kind of like how it's been a little cooler here lately. It's going to be kind of like that there, but their version of it, right? So
yeah.
50s to 60s.
All right. We just saw a really, really powerful rainstorm come through here over the last couple of days. I saw what you tweeted, that if it's 10 degrees colder, you get this question all the time. Yes, that is feet of snow we're measuring. Thank God and thank goodness that is not the case right now. However, we turn the page. After Carolina, there is another home game next Sunday in Orchard Park and, of course, against the Kansas City Chiefs. It's a 4:25 p.m. start. What are we looking at next week and into next weekend as of right now?
All right, so you got Halloween on Friday, so we'll touch on that.
Okay.
We could see showers from that nor'easter I just mentioned. May, as it travels up the East Coast, we could see showers from it Thursday, maybe into Halloween. Hopefully this thing kind of scoots on by quickly. So a chance at this point, a week out, a chance of maybe a shower on Halloween. But then following that, another system's going to dive in for next weekend. So I would say the chance of showers, too early to predict in what variety they may come, but I think probably rain showers. But unsettled weather on tap for next weekend, which does include a 4:25 kick a week from Sunday. So
okay.
we're gonna keep our eyes on. I think there will be something. There will be something going on next Sunday.
All right. Well, we'll just have to stay in contact.
That sounds kind of vague because I'm just looking at what I'm seeing, and I know it does not look bright and sunny at this point. Just a heads up for that game.
Okay, and obviously it's a little ways away, but we'll keep in contact with you about that. Okay, you have a World Series, an hour and a half, 2 hour drive. Well, I guess with the Toronto traffic these days, it's more like 2.5 to 3 hours. I've been up there. Anyway, it's not that far from Buffalo. There are people going. Our Sneaky Joe's going to go. I know the game's in a dome. They can close it. They can open it. But if you're going to Toronto this weekend, you're spending time up in Toronto, what's the weather going to be like there? And then what's it going to be like in L.A. when the series shifts back to L.A. to take on the Dodgers?
Yeah, the weather in Toronto, not too dissimilar from here, kind of similar. Some clouds and sun, 50s. So the weather looks fine. And then looking out towards Chevez Ravine, as that stadium is known by in L.A., the weather looks fine. Lots of rain on the West Coast, but on the other side of the West, up north. So there won't be any Los Angeles rain showers to worry about for games 3, 4, and 5, right? Yeah.
Yeah, 3, 4, 5.
In Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And it does look warm, too. So temperatures very toasty for those games.
It feels to me like the Dodgers don't get a lot of rainouts. You would know better than me. I think that's usually pretty dry there, right? I mean, or do they have quite a few?
Well, L.A. is one of those places where, they don't, they get very little rain, but it rains. It just rains.
Yeah,
it's like an angry rain.
That's right.
But it is infrequent, so I know in the history of the Dodgers in L.A., there's been some washouts, but they are so rare because it's hard to time out a game. I mean, usually they can just postpone it delay it a little bit.
Yeah, and it's really San Diego, really, where they don't get any rainouts over there. It feels like the Padres, man. Right? That's just like constant same weather all the time. It's just like
Years ago, I was offered a job in that region, and I couldn't do it. I just was like, I it's like being
you need the action.
I need the action. rule me out for Phoenix, Vegas, and San Diego. No thanks. I just boredom.
Oh my gosh,
boredom.
I love that.
Weather-wise,
I love it. I love it. All right, what do you got planned for Halloween? You got your costume yet? What are you doing, man? Anything?
Yeah. Well, we got to keep up with the neighbors. My goodness, every year our neighbors just go full tilt. It looks like Orlando, Florida. It's some Disney concoction next door. So when we put up our measly, terribly carving pumpkins and some attempt at some decorations, it just looks pathetic compared to the neighbors. So, but now I'm in that, hey, you're going to deal with this soon. I'm now at that age with the kids, Sal. You know, we're now 17, 18. I think we're kind of graduating from the trick-or-treat thing. This will be the first year they don't do it, I think.
Well, you know, it's
what that age is.
I think it gets to a point, though, where you don't do it for many years, and then you get back into it as an adult, right? Because you're, and like for me, because I have a kid, I'm like, oh, yeah, am I going to dress up? Am I going to do something? And, something, every year I'm like, I should have done this. I should have scared the local kids or something like that. I don't really know.
Right.
You sit on the porch. I tell you, I have a story a couple of years ago. We were walking around right around our neighborhood, and someone said, oh, did you guys go to that house over there? You have to go into the gate over there, though, to get the candy. I'm like, oh, Max, come on. Well, I was totally set up. I did not know this. And I walked in.
Oh,
I mean, they scared the bejesus out of me. Like, somebody was hiding in the bush. Like, they were waiting for me.
No way.
Oh, yeah, it was terrible.
No way.
It was terrible.
Oh, okay. That does not I spook very easily,
yeah.
Okay? So these Halloween decorations that I said our neighbors have, they're motion censored. So when I walk to get into my car at 3 a.m, the ghouls start moving and things pop out of the bushes. And like with you, when I get scared in a situation like that, it's like, oh, ha, ha, ha. No, I'm like terrified. So,
hey, real quick, I got to ask you before I let you go. Today, what is the high temperature? Because I have to go to into a dunk tank later today. I'm like getting dunked. Oh. In a dunk tank by Little League baseball players who are going to try and throw this thing and hit it and get me in the dunk tank.
All right. Not ideal. I mean, it's not going to rain on you. Well, I can't say it won't. There's a sprinkle chance.
Oh, man.
We're talking 50. Sal, a year ago, we were close to 80, so you did not pick a good time to be on a dunk tank.
Yeah, that's happening. That's happening today. Yeah. Well, I'll have to send you some pictures or video or something, you never know. They might not even hit the darn thing, but somebody will push it in the end. You know that, no matter what.
Exactly. 100%. Can't fail.
Have a great weekend. We'll talk next week, buddy, okay?
All right. Bye, Sal.
All right. You got it. Pat Hamer, WGRZ TV2 chief meteorologist. Didn't mean to kind of cut him off, but we got to get to a break because we got to get this break, another segment, and then end the show here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. My producer Dan is getting mad at me because I have not read to you a bunch of stuff going on. He's not really getting mad, but he's like, Sal, you got to do this. I'm like, I'm sorry, buddy. I told you I would earlier. So here you go. Ready? If you're ready to take your game day to the next level, enter online now at WGR550.com for your chance to win a $300 tailgate tray certificate from Alibaba Kebab to feed 12 football fans. Each Friday, a winner is going to be announced during Football Friday with Chauvin the Bulldog. That's today. Fire up your taste buds at any of their three locations. WGR550.com to enter. Also, get ready to freeze for a reason. Buffalo Polar Plunge is back December 4th through 6th. With 4 plunges over 3 days, including the all-new corporate plunge, cool school events, and the main event Saturday at 2 p.m. It's the biggest polar plunge in New York. Join the fun and support a great cause. Visit NSYO.org. I'm going to be telling you in a minute about where I'm going to be coming up next week to do this show live on location that you can come watch me and see me and say hi. We'll do that in a second, but let's get to real quickly what's happening in the NFL this weekend. We already started, and I told you a little bit about the game last night. It started off week number 8 with a big 37-10 Chargers win over the Vikings. Chargers now 5-3. Vikings 3-4. It's always tough, I think, I know Minnesota's not Buffalo. It's closer, like more in the Midwest, obviously, but it's still a long trip to go from Minnesota to LA for a Thursday night game. So that was always kind of tough. And then, man, Carson Wentz, what are they doing? They got to go to J.J. McCarthy soon, right? You got to find out about this guy. Look at Minnesota's schedule coming up. It is tough. Lions, Ravens, Bears, Packers, Seahawks, and they this season's got to be maybe more about the quarterback than it is about the team at this point, you know, at least seeing what you have. All right, Sunday, Dolphins at Falcons. I think Bijan Robinson could run for a billion yards against the Dolphins in this game, but I mean, maybe they stop him, slow him down. Dolphins 1-6. Is there a quarterback change coming? I don't think so. People are clamoring for it. Is there a coaching change coming? I don't know. 1-6 Dolphins at 3-3 Falcons. 4-2 Bears at the 1-5 Ravens. Looks like I think Lamar is going to play in that game. And Caleb Williams now, and the Bears have won four in a row. I mean, I don't care. If you're a Bills fan, just keep losing, Ravens, right? Just keep losing. Keep them out of the playoffs. It'd be great. You don't want them healthy and in the playoffs at that point. You never know what happens. Jets at Bengals. Can Joe Flacco keep the Bengals going? Probably against the Jets he can. We don't even know who the quarterback is for the Jets. Is it Fields? Is it Tyrod Taylor, who's now dealing with a knee injury? Garrett Wilson is out. Apparently Sauce Gardner is out. I read both those guys are out. Garrett Wilson and Sauce Gardner, I just read, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. All right. And what is... Are the Bengals going to get back to 500? 4-4? They could. 49ers at Texans. Interesting game here. 5-2 49ers at 2-4 Texans, who need to start winning some games here to keep pace in the AFC South. 49ers dealing with a bunch of injuries, but still staying afloat here at 5-2. You know, the Browns have a really good defense. I just don't think they can score enough on offense to keep up with the Patriots, who don't have it's incredible offense, but they'll do enough. Now, you never know. Maybe a couple of sacks and... turnover here, turnover there. The Browns can get a play on special teams. They can still fight with the Patriots, but I just don't see them winning in New England. But that would be great for the Bills if the Browns can. 2-5 Browns at 5-2 Patriots. That's a 1 o'clock game. So is the Giants at the Eagles. What's up with A.J. Brown? Looks like he's not going to play. Giants, after that really terrible loss, they blew it last week in the fourth quarter at 2-5. Do not want to go 2-6. Brian Daboll maybe fighting for his job at this point. Eagles at 5-2. Super Bowl champs looking to go 6-2 on the year. So are the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who now are without Mike Evans. They're taking on the New Orleans Saints. Some war of words going on between Baker Mayfield and the New Orleans Saints. Go look at that if you can. The Saints looking to go 2-6. Try to start winning some games, but honestly, for them, it might be about resetting and trading. Rashid Shaheed, Chris Olave, both possibly on the trade market. We know the Bills could be looking at receivers. That's been a report out there by Jonathan Jones of CBS. So Buccaneers, who come here in a few weeks, 5-2 at Saints, 1-6. Cowboys at the Broncos. You know, the Cowboys have a really good offense. Their defense is hot and cold. They're a team that's going against a Broncos team that seems like it can't get it together for three quarters every single week until the fourth quarter they do. They did that a few times this year already. Broncos at home, 5-2 against the Cowboys, 3-1. Titans are 1-6. They go to the Colts at 6-1. This is a game that might be really slanted against the Titans and go the Colts' way. The way that they're running the ball, the way the Titans can't get out of their own way. Colts looking to go 7-1 and stay atop the entire AFC. And, of course, Sunday night, Packers-Steelers revenge game, if you will, for Aaron Rodgers taking on his former team, the Packers. Bills fans definitely want the Packers to win this game, I would say, because, yeah, I mean, I guess you could say you have the Steelers win. You want them to win the division over the Ravens. But to me, anytime you have an AFC team playing an NFC team, root for the NFC team. More AFC teams that get losses, that's more of a chance for the Bills to have a better record at the end. And hopefully they win the division and can get the one seed. We'll talk about the Commanders and Chiefs. That's the Monday night game on the show on Monday. In the meantime, I want to remind you and want to tell you about what's going on next week. I will be doing this show live from Northtown Kia, 3900 Sheridan Drive in Amherst on Thursday. Stop by, say hi, grab a Paula's Donuts while supplies last, and score some awesome WGR swag. Northtown Automotive, the official automotive dealer of the Buffalo Bills. That's Thursday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. I'll be doing this show live from Northtown Kia. That is on Sheridan Drive in Amherst. And then, of course, every Friday, today, join WGR and Bud Light for a Buffalo Football Friday happy hour. Chopin the Bulldog. They're going to be broadcasting live, though, on Friday next week, 3 to 7 at Neighbors Pub, 337 Kenmore Ave. That's right, next Friday, Chopin the Bulldog, 337 Kenmore Ave, Neighbors Pub. You'll have a chance to enter to win a Josh Allen jersey. No purchase necessary. Enjoy other live broadcasts coming up at Leo's and Mitchell's as well. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Enjoy responsibility, 21 plus. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks a lot to Dan Dale producing, Owen Parker for jumping in earlier as well. Bills at Panthers, all day coverage on Sunday for you. And of course, Sabres tonight and tomorrow. Tonight, the pregame show begins at 6, puck drops at 7, downtown against the Leafs.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.